While Goodwill, an SPLA-IO press official in Ye River State, says his group has been fighting with the other rebel groups in the area. In a telephone interview, he says his group will not give up on the efforts of destroying the unfamiliar rebel group.
Our forces came to that area to get rid of that group. Whether they are a group of Bakasoro or a group of farmers, we don't know. We are dealing with a group of terrorists who are kidnapping people and keeping them hostage, subjecting them to serious torture. We call upon the citizen and the other rights forces to investigate this group and establish who they are exactly, so that they can be able to impose appropriate punishment on them. Because what they're doing is really worse than terrorism.
He says his men intervened to rescue civilians in the area they control. His side believes they confronted aid rebels of the National Movement for Change, led by the former Western Equatoria State Governor Joseph Bakasoro, or National Salvation Movement rebel group led by Thomas Cirillo. CBN could not reach the spokespersons of both men, Joseph Bakasoro and Thomas Cirillo, for comments on the matter. The two groups first clashed in Mokai in February, displacing more than 7,000 people from their homes. Most of the internally displaced persons, like Esther Deku, now live in the Jezera and Kanjoro areas, about 2 kilometers north of Ye town. Deku says her area was attacked on Monday morning. The angry-looking woman says the armed men raped some of the women. Deku is pleading with South Sudanese leaders to restore peace across the country and to rescue the women and children who, she says, have suffered far too long. Emmanuel Bidar, another local resident who fled Sokapayam in Mokaya County, says the fighting between armed men started from their Payam headquarters Sunday evening and has since spread throughout the village. Other surrounding areas are not safe too. Bida says he saw 3 dead bodies on the ground while running away. He says he had to make a split-second decision and he decided to leave. Even though his quick decision saved his life, Bida says he and others fled only with clothes on their bodies. Further, he says all of their properties were burnt down and that their properties were looted. Bida says his village mates fled into the bush and spent a night before they could reach Ye, he laments. The Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Director for Mokaya County, Amos Wani, echoes the words of both Bida and Duko. He goes on to say the fighting has forced hundreds of people from their homes and now their condition is worsening every day.
427 individuals arrive in Jezira. And 14 household in Kanjoro, about 64 individuals. And currently we are facing difficulties in food and shelter. And the international organizations to intervene by helping the situation by food, medicine and shelter.
The situation in Mokaya County remained tense until today, according to Mokaya County Commissioner Bernard Eugene Clement. The commissioner cannot do much to help. He himself has experienced dreadful days and nights.
There are so many cases that they cannot even tell their names. 17 were arrested. I really condemned the incident. Now my county indeed is bad luck. Almost 3/4 of my county are now displaced. So the situation in my county is not good. We are in a ceasefire. Let them respect the cessation of hostilities since then, but instead they are now dealing with the civilians. And again, I call upon them to respect the ceasefire.
It is believed more civilians are still in the bush, trying to find their ways out of trouble into seemingly a peaceful, SPLA-controlled town of Ye. Majority of the IDPs so far registered in Ye are women and children. For CBN, my name is Daniel Friday Martin in Ye River State.